Okay, I will flee this. I'm gonna show us all my cards. I love you.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair. Jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? But this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mass and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing it.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, alright? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vinky, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we ride the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, stop, mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. First and foremost, before we get started with the show, I need everybody to take a moment of silence. My cousin was found dead this morning. He either passed last night or early this morning. We have no cause of death, and a lot of shit isn't adding up. So if you guys could, like, keep my family in your prayers, I would greatly appreciate it. Tonight's topic is called light skin, dark skin, what's the right skin? And it's like a friend of mine from BBM, Dwayne Mooney, asked me to talk about it. He's like, it's not sex related. I was like, that would be a good topic. And then Ashton talked about it Friday night after the show. So we decided that we would touch on that topic today, but, you know, we was being careful about, you know, how we worded it or whatever. And then, you know, I got that line from Consequence when he was, like, loving hip-hop when he was trying to get old girl L'Oreal to hop on the track, and she didn't want to offend anybody because she had dark-skinned fans and she's a light-skinned chick. So what I'm going to do is I already see people raising their hands. I'm going to bring Ashton on, and then we're going to bring on the 8707 number. So hold on 1 second. Hi, Ashton.
Hey, lovely. My condolences.
Thank you. I was talking to my cousin before the show, And he was just like, a whole lot of stuff just don't add up because, like, my cousin was a preacher. He was young, right? And all his jewelry and everything is, like, missing. Like, where did it go? Somebody is, like, people was there in the house with him either before it happened or while it was happening, but nobody is around now. So it's crazy. So, you know, when you got people that got street mentalities, it's going to make ugly. It's going to be ugly real quick. So thank you very much.
Yeah, whoever did it, they ain't going to be, you know, hiding too long. They're going to find them.
Oh, hell yeah, because, you know, whenever you do dirt, it's going to come out because you're going to tell somebody or stuff is going to surface.
And streets are talking. They always talk.
So I don't know. So what do you think about the topic tonight?
It's a touchy topic for me. Because I grew up with that. My cousin, who's like about 15 years older than me, is dark skinned. And being that she grew up being teased and tormented, she took it out on me.
Oh, damn.
and she's had all kind of light skin jokes, and we had to watch School Days. And, you know, they had a whole big thing on the light skin sorority and the dark skin sorority on that movie.
Exactly. That's crazy because, like, my cousins, they were twins. One was dark-skinned, one was light-skinned, and my aunt loved the light-skinned one more. You know what I mean? And then it's like when you're growing up, it's like you'd be like, oh, I wish I was light-skinned. I wish I had light eyes. I wish I had long hair because it seemed like that color got more attention or they were special or people just wanted to fuck with them or dark-skinned dudes and brown-skinned dudes didn't want to fuck with people their own complexion. They had to get a light, bright, damn near white chick or go get a white chick. It's like what we call a trophy prize. I do, because, like, for me, I am attracted to light-skinned dudes, brown-skinned dudes, but, like, a dark skin is, like, something, it's got to be something different about him, but I don't sit there and be like, oh, no, I'm not going to talk to you because you're too dark. It's just, like, you know, I go through phases where, oh, I might want to talk to a Jamaican, I might want to talk to a Spanish dude, I might want to talk to whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends, you know? So does that make it right? No, because, shit, Mr. South Carolina, he's dark-skinned, and I love that shit, you know? So it just depends on the mindset, and society isn't helping matters at all.
Right.
They're not helping matters at all because they got all these fucked up stereotypes put in place so dark-skinned people tend to feel inferior to light-skinned people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you light-skinned, it's like you feel like you have a certain kind of clout because you like rubbing elbows with the white people when all it is just that, you know, the white folks fucked your ancestors and they got passed down. I mean, so, you know, I'm going to bring on 87007. You're live on the air with Chalk and Ashton.
What up, Chalk? What up, Ashton? I'm Big Toe.
You don't change numbers again, damn it.
Another number.
Damn, Tom.
God, I still got all the numbers. This is for tonight.
Oh, okay. So what do you think about the topic? I know you got something to say.
Well, let me see. First of all, I just wanted to send my condolences for you and your family.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean, the light skin topic, I mean, you hear a lot of people saying that light skin people are overheated, lot of that pricing stuff that he did, and he said, like, movie, and how, Dawson, people, like, tend to be light-skinned and light-skinned, people feel like dark-skinned people are ugly, or whatever, to me, me personally, I don't really have a problem. I wouldn't say I wouldn't like one versus the other, but, you know, my I prefer, like, if I was a light skin and a dark skin girl, I would be the dark skin girl. Like, if you actually decide, if I had to choose.
Say what now?
Huh?
What else did you say?
Did you hear me?
A little bit, but I hear something in the background.
I mean, I know I heard Ashley had an echo after she was talking, so I think it's something going on. You hear me now?
Yeah.
I hear the echo.
So do y'all believe in that saying, was it the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice?
Yeah, something like that. That's what they say.
I only believe that shit with strawberries. I pick a dark strawberry and that shit be sweet as a motherfucker, but I don't know about other berries because I don't eat them. I'm just saying. I don't think so. Yeah. Because a motherfucker is going to taste good whether they white, black, Asian, African, or whatever, you know? And it's crazy because let me see if I can find this retarded person on my phone. Because, you know, we polled the question this morning, and there's a reread on my phone that Ashton gave me, right? What is his damn name? Because I'm going to read what he wrote and that referring to that, and I'm just like, wow. Like, some people say some of the ignorantest shit. Like, pose an intelligent question, and you see just how dumb motherfuckers are. That's the best way I can say it. A smart question will make anybody fucking dumb. Like, for real. And I'm really trying to find this person and read what he had to say so y'all could give me y'all feedback on it. And damn it. Oh, my gosh. What was his name, Ashton?
I don't know.
The little African that wanted the drops for free. He said, what, want an African to answer your question? Maybe you could throw it in the works and give people a new perspective. And I said, I sent the question to everyone on my list. So an African will answer. South African, because Africa has 1 billion people, all with different cultures, LOL. We're the most diverse country out of them all. And I said, and a lot of y'all are ignorant too. There, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, how did you come to that conclusion? And I'm like, just basically giving him my, you know, dealing with people from another country online, in person. They have fucked up views. Not all of them, but a lot of them. He said, there's a reason why I'm asking, because you see, it's strange when you people who are from foreign countries talk about black this and that, when we as Africans don't necessarily associate ourselves with the word black, because it has no meaning as it is just a color. We associate ourselves with group names and our culture and the different languages we speak. And you're right, a lot of them are ignorant. in South Africa alone, there's a different African racial subset of people who are basically light-skinned or brown-skinned, as you might call them, and we were called colored by the previous apartheid regime, and the remains, and this remains to this day. We have European-sounding names, and we're more attracted to the Western culture. And that right there was along the lines of what Rikers was saying about the situation. And then Rikers had this to say, and he was like, he's supposed to call in too. He said, good old American racism, it creates a social class where they can or say whites are better than dogs. This is something that the Belgians did in Rwanda years later, like years later, 500K did in a genocide. And then you have people like J-Dot that broke it down from a political, no, excuse me, a scientific standpoint. And we wasn't talking about scientific. We're talking about when people are like, okay, I'm better because I'm light-skinned. I have light eyes. I'm pretty because that's what my parents told me. I'm better than dark-skinned people because that's what I grew up. That's what I was taught as I was growing up. Or, you know, when you're out somewhere, people are like, oh, look at the pretty little light-skinned girl, boy, or look at darky. You know, that's like certain shit that people grew up hearing. And then it's like when you get to a certain age, you start feeling this, you start feeling a certain type of way. So, I mean, what do y'all think on that?
I mean, I heard that a lot of West Indian people don't consider themselves black. They consider themselves whether they're light skin or dark skin. And then, you know, I mean, African, we used to get a lot, most of them, like, they give you all the same, you know, skin tone.
Who the hell is Texas?
You hear me?
Now I can. Acting in her damn.
I'm sorry. I do apologize. I thought I had it on mute real quick. But somebody had the nerve to call me ignorant when they have never spoken to me a day in their lives. So I had to check them. I apologize.
Oh, you're good. Okay, now what was you saying, Tom?
I said that. A lot of West Indian people don't consider themselves black. They just consider themselves West Indian, whether they're light skin or dark. And you get a lot of Africans who are pretty much like the same skin tone color. So you can't, you know, you can't be saying people black or light skin, because you see a lot of Africans who are all, most of them are all dark. But that's why they might consider themselves as like. They rather consider the name of a town or something like that, just to rather say they're light skin and dark skin. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know where you're coming from, there, but that's why I think why Africans be the way they do.
I agree. It's like society has like really got this world fucked up with people feeling a certain kind of way, because I was told all men and women were created equal. And what I mean by that, we all have the same, well, you know, some people like it's not, but like we're all equal as far as being blessed with the gift of life. When you every morning you wake up, we equally got that blessing. Some people, God felt like it wasn't their time to be here anymore, and he took them back. But we equally have the same right to wake up, and whatever we do with our day is what we do with our day. You know, people have different circumstances and stuff like that. But, you know, I just feel like, okay, we were created equal, you know, we all have the same part. Some people got more than others, some people got less than others. But, like, you know, I don't sit here and put emphasis on skin tone, because my kids are different shades of chocolate. my grandkids are different shades of chocolate, and I love all chocolate. I like vanilla too, but I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh, Malik, you're light-skinned. You got a little beauty mole on your face, and his mama got one, I got one, I think his daddy got one, but nobody else has one. That don't mean shit. That just means that you just have, like, a little different mold. And if I took an eyeliner, a liquid eyeliner, I could put that shit on my other grandkids, and they would have one, too, and just wash off at night. But, you know, I don't put emphasis on that. You know, some of my grandkids have long, pretty hair. Some of them have short hair. I don't put emphasis on that because they're all my grandkids. They all belong to my kids, and all my kids, they are what they are. No one is special because my daughter might be, like, my complexion or a little darker, or my son might be a little more paper bag tan or whatever. And then it's like when you have people that are raised in a household where their family is dividing them because, okay, you have dark skin, brown skin people here, then you got light skin, or you might have mulatto people here, like, you're creating tensions in your own house for what?
But I think the whole issue with dark skin and light skin is really more the side to the looking for a job application or any state for the dark skin set, Hispanic, African American, you know what I'm saying, or Caucasian or white, whatever they want to have it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like saying, well, okay, I'm dark skin check, or now I'm light skin check. You got, you know, Hispanic or African American,
Well, I'm great. I think this is Mo. I'm not sure. Call, your last four numbers in 9689. You're live on the air.
What up? You know me. You said, I think this is Mo.
Yeah, I'm learning numbers.
Listen, I'm going to be quick and brief. I want to say my condolences to you and your family.
Oh, thank you.
I had surgery today on my shoulder, so I'm fucking it up. But I had to listen in. I want to touch on what you said earlier about Africans. Not saying Africans are different than us, but you know, if you do the history, and you, I have a lot of African friends. You know, I work with a lot of Africans, and a lot of them feel like they're better than Black Americans, for the simple fact that we were sold to this country by Africans. You understand? So if you ever converse with a bunch of African dudes, the successful rich one, he look at you like you're, and he's the high horse. You understand? I converse with a lot of them, and they look down on us as African Americans for the simple fact that we were sold to America while they were kings and queens out there. That's why if you got to, you do the math, Africa is the richest country, one of the richest. You know, what we see on TV is just what we see on TV, but if you live in Africa, it's beautiful. The country is rich, you know? Back to the light skin, dark skin thing. I always say the skin color comes with the past. If it's a dark skin poor head to do, okay, I take it back to Christopher Williams back in the New Jack City days. And Albie Shaw. All y'all women was loving the light skin thing, but that's what y'all saw. No same thing with us guys. You've seen the 15 girls on TV, the long hair, and this and that. But then when Tyrese came out and went to sleep, y'all was on the touch. And I think when it comes to women, they go back and forth, light and dark. But I rock with my man, Method Man. Like he said, I'm caramel. I'm in the middle. You understand? I will never be flaked out. So when y'all go for light skin, I'm still there. When you go for dark skin, I'm still there. So I'm good on that, you know? What you think about that?
That was cute because, you know, Method Man, that's my dude right there. Like, all he got to do is say to Cal and the panties will come off. But I think, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, like, I would never give Method Man any coochie. All he got to do is be like, to Cal. And I'll just be like, hold up, right there, right there, right there. Damn. didn't have to touch me. But it's like, you're right. When New Jack City came out, it's like, you know, people was, now let's not forget Alan Payne. So, you know, you had the Wright brothers. But because the way Wesley Snipes carried himself as Nino Brown, he was sexy as fuck because he had power. I think a lot of women get shit fucked up. Everything that looks good on the outside ain't good on the inside. So I'm going to take it a step further. I was dating this light-skinned brother, fine as hell. But my grandmother and a lot of older people say light-skinned people, especially light-skinned men, have a mean streak in them. They're jealous, they're possessive, and they're fucking crazy. And, you know, dating this light-skinned brother, everything that I was told, this motherfucker lived up to. And I noticed that when I date light-skinned men, they tend to be more insecure about a whole lot of shit versus a chocolate brother or a brown-skinned brother. But outside looking in, that motherfucker look good. You look good, boo. Yeah, I want you. But then when you get them, that's when you see the evil side. And it's like, you know, they take off the mask and you see the real face. And it's very ugly because their insides is fucked up.
You gotta put them on a pedestal. When you put a man on a pedestal like that, whether he's tall, light, and you, at the end of the day, when they don't get their way, and I'm a man, and I ain't gonna lie, when I was young, I've been there and done that. You can't cause a pretty nigga to be insecure for the simple fact that he felt like he's on top of the world. What happened to you? Turn the table, he's gonna panic. I don't think he's evil and this and that. It just comes with his cockiness. You know, he's been getting that all his life. It's just like the boxing. It's just like boxing. Mike Tyson beat everybody's ass until they realized he had a glass door. Now he can't beat nobody. You know what I mean? The same thing with that light skin thing. I put them on a better school. If they was light skin, we do it to girls. We put it all our lives. So if she was light skin, she was right. The girl could look like a monkey. As long as she was light skin, we were showing love because that's all we knew. But me, I love my chocolate sisters. The black and the berry, you know, they something about the chocolate sister that turns me on, you know? I really, the light skin ones, to me, I'm a stereotype, so they come with attitude, like you say. A light skin girl is pretty, she got a old hair, she's been around for things or two, maybe not all of them. But 80% I could say. If you have a light skin homegirl, she thinks she's good for everybody, and I could say she's killing like a monkey. But she's light skin. I'm dead serious. Go turn into light skin friend and see their attitude. Compare their attitude to your dark skin friend. Understand? Your dark skin friends are more calm, humble. They make you pause, you hang out. The light skin, why are we around this? Why are we doing that? Why this? And it's crazy because I said, this is weak. That's why I got homies that light skin, and it's just the world. You feel me? Dark skin homies, we can hang out, bug out, you know, bad. You know, light skin guy, I think the girl's supposed to smoke on the dark skin dude. We can go bag, kick, bug out, you know. Y'all did that shit. I'm blaming y'all.
What? I ain't gonna blame me. Okay, you know what? No, because at the end of the day, I'm older, I'm wiser, and I'm mature, but I still make bad choices. So what I've learned is who treats me right, who do all the things that I need him to do, I can give zero fucks if that motherfucker is white, black, blurple, whatever. That's who the hell I'm going to be with. And I can give zero fucks about what other people think. Because then it's like, you know, at one time, especially being in our 20s, like mid-20s and early 30s, it was all about finding a trophy person, making sure when you stepped out, everybody always looked at you and your mate because that motherfucker had to look good because you look good. It's like inside out, good, outside in, bad. So to me, it's like, you know, I used to get caught up, and it's like, you know, when you are with a light-skinned person and y'all are kicking it and doing what you do, that looking at the color pressing up against you, be like, oh, that's a beautiful look. You got dark and you got light or whatever. And that's what somebody told me today on BBM, because she's like damn near white, but she's like, she likes a chocolate or a brown skin brother. And it's like when you're in the bed fucking, then okay, boom, you know, the complexion is good. And it's just like, I guess as you get older, you grow out of it. Or, you know, when you used to be the shit because you was light-skinned when you was younger, you find out real quick when your ass get older that, damn, you ain't the shit no more, and somebody lied to you, because motherfuckers is really going to tell you about yourself and hurt your feelings.
I think a lot of it is you go.
How about hello? The sisters who think white is right? They looking for them white boy now. They're tired of us. What you think about that one?
Hey, I ain't got nothing against a white man, because I've dated him, and actually, and I mean, maybe I'm going to catch flack for this, but white men can...
I was born and raised Muslim. Let's get it.
Okay, white men tend to treat black women way better than a brother, because a brother, not all brothers... Like, some brothers take you through fucking loops and have you feeling a certain kind of way and dog you. And, like, from my experience with white men, it's like they pamper you, they encourage you, they have your back. And, I mean, it really doesn't have to be a color thing, you know what I'm saying? You just have, like, a good man or whatever. Let's just take it a prime example. When you go to a black strip club, dudes will make a black chick be pushing fucking pool balls out of pussy. She got to be squirting. She got to do a whole lot of extra shit. But let a Spanish chick or a white chick or an Asian chick or some exotic looking chick that don't look black come up in the motherfucking strip club, she ain't got to do a motherfucking thing but just shake a little bit, smile a little bit. She going to get over on her looks. Now let's go to the white strip club. Soon as a black chick come up in the strip club, she ain't got to do shit but just be black. And she going to make way more money than she would in the black club, because a black man wants you to do so much fucking work for like $5, $10,
$20. But you just reverse the energy. White men going to do it for
I know that, but yes. I'm saying for me, when I dated a white man...
Look at the porn. The white girl can get flooded out by 10 black niggas, but be bumper and brain and all these niggas will kiss her in the mouth, but they will spit in a black girl, beautiful black girl face. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you thinking this white chick, like, this, she looked like trailer trash. She damn near green in her face, and you tonguing her. But you get Cherokee or one of them, and you don't want to kiss her. You want to spit her face. Like, I was like, it's crazy. So I understand where you're coming from with that.
But, I mean, for me, when I did it, the white guy was crazy, because he was like, he treated me the best I've ever been treated, from my marriage to everything. And he was like, if any man is not doing this for you after me, then you don't need to be with him. When I tell you he set the bar so fucking high, that's why I think I'm still single. And I'm just like, wow. Like, that was the best I've ever been treated. Like, best friend, we talked about everything. It was just, like, so cool.
Why
did I let him go?
Yeah.
Or why did he disappear? Excuse me, we never fucked, though, boo-boo. We never had sex.
Regardless of what he had, he disappeared, but he was the best man.
Yeah, no, because this is why. Because he felt like I was too beautiful to be with him.
Oh, he liked boys.
So what?
That dude was crazy.
He was such a re-ring.
He felt like he was too beautiful to be with him.
Yeah, he didn't just be like, you are so pretty. Why are you with me? Because he was a school teacher. He was like, I have a boring-ass life. like, that's, you're worried about the wrong thing. And the fact, you know, a lot of men, like me, want to smash the homie and all that stuff like that. And that's a lot for any man to deal with. Like, damn, like, you know, my phone goes off. Like, niggas want to give it to me at the drop of a dime. And, you know, it's like, you know, and like I told him, you have me, but, you know, I can't secure someone's insecurities because it's coming from within them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, hey.
So you was dealing with a rut. You would have got with him, you would have dealt like you said, with his insecurities. Y'all have been arguing, y'all have been going for all the things. Yeah, you could sing a lullaby. You could sing your favorite song in your ear. This is about making it happen.
Ashley, it is Riri.
No.
I'm a Riri because he was perfect. Why he didn't say?
I always think you're a Riri, Mom.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad.
Oh, that's okay. Don't ever call me a Riri,
then. Yeah, I always call my friends Riri, especially men.
I call Riri Riri.
Yeah, like, ooh, Riri. Like, he's not really retarded.
Whatever.
I'm asking, how do you feel about white men?
I never had a white man.
Really?
Really. One time, a white man approached me in college, and my mother said, if you ask him this one question, you'll know if you could deal with him or not. And that one question was, can you take me home to meet your mother?
Nope.
So we never dated.
How about the other question? I'm just trying to want to go all in. They're going to leave that black ass right there. Let me stop.
What
you
say?
I didn't even understand
that. Yeah, he mumbling.
Well, don't mind talking.
Okay,
well,
your BlackBerry is not working for you.
Huh?
Your BlackBerry isn't working for you.
Why you say that?
Because you're in and out, and it sounds like you got a mouthful of something.
Yeah, Percocet. I told you, I told you this is small.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Is that that?
Yeah.
Well, I try to call back.
Ashton,
I'm here.
You're about to. Okay, we have another caller. This one's going to crack me up, and you too. Blast out of the past. 1802, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm just listening to what everybody else is really saying. So, you know what I mean? I was hearing that. I was getting into some deep shit, and I was telling y'all something. Aston, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, somebody texting right now, so that's the noise I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, it's something in the background. Sound like a little chipmunk.
Oh, well.
I'm not texting. I text all I had
to say. I think, what's your name? One of the things that I was transitioning to, about who the homie is on the phone, he did pose a good point. Hello?
At what point is that?
The question he posed about why exactly did the person leave the plan out as far as what happened, what was the flaw in the relationship? I mean, I'm led to believe that there had to be something where the person wasn't compatible. And the more you get it talking, it seems like you guys are more friends. Like, maybe there wasn't an attraction. Like, it didn't seem like that. It was about that.
Hold on. I got to figure out what that noise is. Ashton, it's coming from your background.
I'm hanging up.
Yeah, it's like an echo. It's like when you talk, it's like it comes back. It's garbled or something. Okay, I guess he's gonna call back. Now go ahead. What was you saying now?
I was just saying that we all left the Windsor or left curious as far as why exactly there wasn't a relationship that it came out of it or why it didn't turn into at least a marriage or something like that. As a matter of fact, since you were on the subject, you said that you didn't even have sex. I mean, sometimes I may feel like, all right, look, when we talked and everything, we bonded. It sounded like you guys might have been cool, or maybe it was like a friendship, like you guys weren't. You weren't attracted, or somebody wasn't attracted to somebody.
No, what it was is he was just like, you know, because I do so much, and he would just always say that you were just too beautiful to be with me. Why me? And I'm just like, why not you? Like, you know, this is what men don't understand about me. Whether they're white, black, or whatever, it only takes one to satisfy me and be my all. Yes, I have a lot of people that want to kick it with me, hang out with me, be with me, but it's a two-way street. If you got me, then you got me. But people find it hard to believe when they got me that they really got me, like, oh, wow. Then they start being like, oh, shit, this might be too good to be true. Like, how did I get to be so lucky? Or, man, I know it's just one of these days the shoe is going to drop and this is going to be a bad dream and she really wasn't with me. And that'd be like a lot of the things that I run into.
Can I say back? You can. Now, that goes back to what I said about that would have been a problem now if the brother just got on the phone and said, if you would start dating that dude because of his insecurities, it would have caused a problem. Because every man you would have been around, he would have thought you wanted, you know what I mean? Every time you go out, he thinks you want somebody else because he was insecure within himself. So he was perfect, like you said. I mean, perfect in your eyes, but this is what you meant. You don't think that would have been a problem? A man said, let's tell me why he's with me. You're too beautiful.
My thing is, he was just like, he would be like, I don't want other men around you, so this is what I'm going to do. Therefore, you don't need anybody for anything because you have me. So he made sure that I had everything that I needed, shit that I didn't need it, and everything that I wanted. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
that come with, okay, materialistic and all that is cool, but you do got a break period where a break period in a relationship when you hang out with your friends. Think about what I'm talking about. Insecurities, number one. Number two, you're just so beautiful to tie. Why are you with him? In the back of his mind, he's always going to think, you're going to want somebody else because he don't understand why you would want. You know, he had an issue, so that would have been a disaster. I'm telling you, think about it. Think about everything you just telling him. You know, think about when you sat down and told you can have the world. You don't need nobody else. Just that you had it locked in the house. You had to have a security guard going to the mall shopping. You had a dog going with you to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Because that man was insecure. And it could have been a dangerous situation. And luckily, you got up on
it. You are too funny.
Can I say something?
Sure, you can say something.
There's two things that I'm curious about. Number one, I'm always led to believe that women are attracted to women. Like, when she talks about exactly how the dude feels that, oh, I'm not in your class or you're too beautiful for me, I'm thinking, I was always led to believe that women are attracted to a man with confidence. And his lack of confidence isn't like somewhat of a turn off to the typical woman. Or like, even though there's a amount of humility, you're trying to tell someone that you feel like they're on a pedestal on how you'll get in the world and how attractive they are. But the lack of confidence to feel like you are not worthy, I mean, that's really sexy. And another thing that I've got to say is, listen, even though he In the perfect world, we're going to assume that there are absolutely no levels of racism that actually doesn't affect our lives or anything like that, our relationships, our jobs, or nothing. But I just want to say this. How is it when the cultural gap comes up? What happens when, I'm just saying, what were his views like? Like, if you guys are watching the news and the thing with Trayvon Martin comes on, would that have the potential to create some sort of attention or a cultural or ethnic tension between y'all because you are racist?
There was no race barriers because he didn't like dating white women. He could take them home to meet his parents and everything like that. His background was a little similar to mine or whatever. And it's like conversation-wise, we got along very well. We were able to talk about any and everything. And, you know, even like, because he's a school teacher. So being a school teacher in Savannah, coming from being a cop, you see a lot of things to being a school teacher, being in the school system. It was like, you know, it was like a different transition for him because of what he endured when he was a cop or whatever. So we would sit there and we would talk about everything, you know, from people being prejudiced, even with him dating outside of his race. And it wasn't coming from his family. It would be coming from, like, his peers or his coworkers because they'd be like, you know, why are you dating a black person or what the hell are you doing with her, you know? And that's like with anything. If a motherfucker don't understand a person or if a person look real good and they be like, damn, why couldn't that be me? First thing out their mouth is like, how you pull that off? You know, I done asked a couple of my ugly friends that, like, yo, how you pull that off right there? Damn, wow. Shocked me with that one.
So, Chocolate.
Yeah.
I still don't get why. Y'all story was so stupid. I still don't get why. It's because it's insecurities, you're not joking.
Yeah, and the thing is, he was like, because I'm like, why do you do that? Like, you know, like, if you're feeling a certain kind of way or if there's, like, so much pressure, because his thing was his job is very stressful because of all the things that he does as a teacher and after school and leadership program that he had, like, maybe 10% of his time for him. So he couldn't give me all the time that he wanted to give me unless it was, like, on, like, some school breaks or something like that. And I'm the type of person where, you know what, you're going to do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But first and foremost, before anything ever popped off with us, we started out as friends. And we still talk. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be like, okay, like, what the fuck? And he would just be like, the pressure from his job is, like, so stressful because, you know, when you have, like, certain scores in the state as, like, the school board and your school, your district expects you to have it because that's where the bonuses and all that stuff came in because he broke it down to me, like, with his job. And I'm just like, wow, you know, different cities and states, their school systems are different or whatever. And I'm just like, you know what, I'm cool with that. I wasn't really tripping because at the time that me and him was interacting and dealing with each other is like when I first had my surgery and everything that I was going through as far as not knowing the full scope of what I had got myself into with my surgery because I thought it was just like something simple. I didn't know I was having major surgery and then 2 weeks later my aunt has a massive stroke and is on life support and her kids have to pull the plug and watch their mom die. So I went through a lot of that, and the fact that he lived in Savannah, Georgia, it's not like, you know, he could just stop everything and come be with me because, you know, you got to take leave, you got to set up substitutes, and it's like we were just cool. So it's like at the end of the day, we started out as friends, and we still have our friendship.
And Because I feel you on that note, but everybody got a job. Everybody got a career. Everybody got their life. And then a man really want to fix you in that, he's going to fix you in it. So I'm not knocking him. I'm not knocking him, but I'm just saying, I just feel like, if he really wanted to do it, your job is not going to get in the way. You're going to handle home and you're going to handle work.
I got to agree with him on that. Okay, but at the same time, if your job is 6 days a week and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like this, that's your money. Make your money. That's your livelihood. I'm good. This is what people don't understand about me. I don't require much. I see you when I see you. Like I said, I'm going through everything that I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? He was a good support system for how he was. And what I've learned is, dealing with him, it was certain things that I learned about myself that I like. So when I do decide to be in a relationship, that helps my situation be better because communication is the key. Because a lot of people that I've dealt with, it's like I never could open up and like talk about everything because some people be like, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to know everything there is to know about you. And as soon as you start telling them shit, they motherfucking faces change, they change, and then here comes the bullshit. So I learned that it's key to be friends, best friends, then you go to the lover stage, then you go to whatever, you know, you're going to go into. But having a sexless relationship worked for me because it taught me a whole lot. You know, me being sexless, I've done it before when I went to jail. But being in a long-distance relationship with somebody that I hadn't touched and, like, you know, being like, damn, I could fuck with this person because he's here. I could fuck with that person, he's here. It taught me discipline. Yeah.
And, you know, not to knock that, it's funny you say that long-distance relationship. Because I think we all converse with people that live. I converse with somebody that live on in their own kind of state. Like, I was millions of hours away.
I don't do long-distance relationships. Period. So that taught me something that I could, but I don't like to do long. If you more than 45 minutes away, you too fucking far. I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm selfish. When I want what I want, if I want it right then and there. Why the fuck I got to wait 45 minutes? Why I got to wait an hour? Why I got to wait 2 hours to be able to see you or you see me? But I'm working on that. I am working on that.
Relocate.
For what?
If the love is there, if it's worth going.
What? I did that before, and guess what? I relocated to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I broke up with the nigga as I was driving down to move to Florida. And I stayed there almost 2 years. Stayed there almost 2 years. Saw him maybe twice. No. I'm not about to be tackling my shit for dick. No. No. That is not going to happen. Because, like, when you relocate, that's some deep shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if he's relocating to you, he's giving up his whole life in hopes that y'all make it and work out. Right?
That's fine.
And then, when you're in a long-distance relationship, you only see that person on the weekends. So you don't get to see all the bullshit that comes along with them, you know, unless you stay like a week, 2 weeks, or, you know, 3 weeks. But motherfuckers ain't really doing that no more. So then it's like when you full time, then it's like, what? Oh, hell no. You roll over in the middle of the night and you look at that person and be like, I get to get the fuck up out of here, but damn, this motherfucker gave up all this to come be with me. So then it's like you sit there and be like, But if you date somebody in your city, you don't got to fucking worry about that, because they stay at their crib, you stay at your crib, you know, couple of sleepovers here, a couple of sleepovers there, and then you gradually, like, merge into one. And then if not, it ain't like they got to pick up and go back to another state where they came from or whatever. But I look at it like this. When God put somebody in my life and be like, Pam, this is who it's going to be, then I will let go of all my bullshit that I have in my head and stop playing all these mental games, because I do have a friend. And I think I take him through so much shit because I'm just like, you know, it's a test. Is it right? I don't know, but, you know, maybe I'm just very, very weary of giving my heart to somebody. Because me and the love word don't get along.
You'll find your soulmate. You'll find your soulmate one day. Yeah, I mean, you might have passed. I feel like if you come with your soulmate, Just give up.
I mean, if you pass them, that motherfucker will come back around. I mean, if you pass them, if it's meant to be, if you potentially pass the soulmate, if it's meant to be, they'll come back around, or you'll come back around. You know, that circle. Circle travel.
Let me ask you a question, though, right?
Yeah.
If you're walking backwards, looking straight, you eventually would trip, right? So why do you keep going backwards? It don't make no sense.
I don't go backwards.
At all. You said they'd come back around. I'm going backwards.
Yeah, you said if it's your soulmate. My thing is, if it's meant to be, like, you can meet somebody 10 years ago, right? And then, like, 10 years later, they be in your past, and, like, God don't make no mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So if that person comes back in your life 10 years later and y'all pick up where y'all left off and you see them in a different light, then, huh?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Miami.
Then I feel like, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. But no,
yeah,
I don't do backwards. Yeah, I don't do backwards.
Now, ma'am, if you
because
never touched them, okay, for instance, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you dated them, it didn't work out, and y'all regrouped 10 years, and then I get you back to okay. Now, if you met the person, and like you said, they moved away, and they came back around, then I could see that working out. Because y'all didn't have, you know, y'all had something in common, but he had to move, or he might have been in the army, or, you know, she might have been in the Navy. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that come back around, and that may work, but I don't think if you dated somebody, and it's a long period down the line, once it's over, it's over. That's just how I feel about that.
I mean, me personally, it's like, it's hard for me to go backwards because if I smash you once, 9 to 10, I'm not going to smash you again. Or, you know, like you said, the year, 2, 3, 10 year difference or whatever, you know, something may happen and taking you away from that situation. People moved away, may have got locked up, whatever. And then you, like, try your hand at faith. Man, please. Motherfuckers I dealt with back in the day, and I'm like, oh, we had such good chemistry, and, you know, we talk on the phone, and it's good, and, you know, we set up a time, we see each other, smash the homie, and then I don't answer the phone afterwards, and then, you know, be like, Rich Homie Quan, feel some type of way. They do, I don't, but like, man, please, I just want to see if you improved from the last time, them years ago, I'm good.
Damn, I feel some kind of way. You screwed me and ain't never answer the phone no more. Every time I see you, I'm walking right past you.
I mean, you know, hey, it should happen. It happens a lot.
I ain't never
it happens a lot. Well, if you ain't never experienced that, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I ain't never hit a chick and she ain't never want some more. That's some shit. That might hurt. I'm telling you that. Now, that might break a nigga's self-esteem.
I know. It do. It be funny. Especially when people just be like, oh, yeah.
You know that diva chick. Break a nigga. Y'all got a lot of shit. You fuck around fucking nigga on purpose. Knowing you want to screw him again, but won't do it. Gets to hurt his pride. Y'all women are quick. I tell you. Pussy power ain't no joke.
Of course not. We have it for a reason. We have it. And y'all do whatever y'all got to do to get it.
I don't know. I mean, it just comes natural. It comes.
I mean, for me, I just sit back and just enjoy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying? I just have some different ways about me, but I'm grown enough to admit that and be like, okay, you know what? I want to change because I don't want to chase a good man away because I'm so busy being a bitch. And prime example, tonight, before I did the show, I called my friend. I was like, you know what? He's always trying to meet me halfway or be like, I'll come see you even if it's for, you know, like a day on the weekend or something like that. And I'm always like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, okay, I think that's part of my cat and mouse game. Like, how long is he going to chase me before he give up? And then when he give up, that's when I'm like, oh, baby, I'll be, like, so receptive and stuff. But me being me, I broke it down and I told him that. Like, I know that you're a good man. We have good chemistry. Everything is on point. But I think it's just me.
See, you're not ready yet, so we got to understand that.
He understands everything from Pam to Chalk Mommy, my career, and everything, and we cool with that. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, it's just me because I just got a lot of shit with me, and it's like, and it's y'all men's fault.
Let me ask you a question, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your career, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Your job, your hustle, everything you do, you plan to settle down with that type of lifestyle? You think that can work out?
Yeah. Be gone.
All right, I want to see something about that.
But you have to do it with a guy that's tied into that lifestyle, too.
Okay, but what you felt, what y'all got to realize is, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got to say this. When it comes to me really understanding my woman, one of the most important things is everybody being honest with each other, and I need to have somebody that I can be 100% of myself with. Likewise, she has to be 100% of herself. My thing is, out of words, so it's my job to be the things like Chalk Mommy, for example, the things that she doesn't do around people and stuff like that, or the things that she wasn't say that's unattractive. It's my job to be there to go, yo, oh, nah, go ahead, fuck all of the putting on for everybody else. That's not for me. I mean, man, I'm here for you to be 100% yourself. I already know who she is. I already know who I'm talking to. You know what I mean? Now, as much as it's up to her for her to show me some compassion for, like, what she may want to change for, it's not necessarily, I don't think it does me any good trying to insist that the person who I met should try to conform. You know what I mean? If she's going to try to make the point that this is who you fell in love with, who I fell in love with, who I initially been attracted to, I try to make it work. And, like, my life, I mean, now, me personally, what I'm just saying, Chalk Mommy, for example, as far as what she does, me personally, it wouldn't be an issue with the way that I think. I'm like a real leftist, I'm a real liberal, and stuff like that. because I don't see her doing anything that's harmful to herself, anybody else, or the environment. That's the way I would look at things. You know what I mean? And I feel like I would be supportive. If anything, I would be like, yo, listen, I want to be the person that will allow you to continue your career. Because that's like, I have a major job here to be supportive and to be a real unit. We're a team. You know what I'm saying? It's all about her being able to be 100% herself and being able to be 100% honest and do what you want to do. Because, I mean, hey, nobody want to feel like, hey, I want somebody to claim for my style. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, most people, because you got to think about it, like, I don't do anything out of pocket.
No, I'm not saying you're doing anything out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Not to bring that up, but I couldn't talk that day, but you was like, when you was bringing up the yearly income difference.
Some of the other days on your show, it kind of ties into this.
When you were bringing up the yearly income difference between you and a man.
That wasn't me.
No, yeah.
That wasn't me. No, that was Jazzy.
Oh, okay. And she was like, well, a man got to make the same as me or more. We can't even talk to you, you know?
So yeah, that was Jazzy. That's something that would never come out of my mouth. Just like she was like, she hate bitches on Section 8. That is something that would never come out of my mouth.
Mhm. Yeah, I was listening that day, and I was pretty sweet, but I didn't feel well. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, you should have, because you were thinking that was me. At the end of the day, like.
And I wanted to just speak, but I couldn't because, you know, just like the women out there, there's a lot of dudes there that got wrecked for jobs. And I bumped into a lot. I make pretty decent money, but I bumped into a lot of women that can be way more than me because they stuck in school and stuff. They got their degrees and that's the money they're making. You understand? I make great money. Get that wig nicely brushed. put some Nicki Minaj lipstick on, they good to go when we drunk. We got a pocket piston, but looking for Epi Lectures, Eddie Benz, everybody out there.
Okay, but then that's also the man's fault because he's still fucking with that. I'm bird.
We call them herd monkeys. You beat them and you let them go. That's all.
But there's some that keep them, that don't let them go. They try to pet them, make them a house pet.
Yeah, because they, okay, then that goes to the self-esteem. You already?
Hmm?
Hello? That
uh-huh.
goes to the self-esteem. Now, a man with a low self-esteem will love that. A woman ain't that man going on for herself. So it can't be depend on that man. She can treat her like how she wants because she's not going nowhere, but that's her dependent. You know, a real man don't want that. A real man going to either help you and lift yourself, you know, or he going to walk away because he want a real woman to deal with. Some niggas that settled for that, she could have dated you, she could have dated me. Whenever one of us put the money in a nice car, she would have went on with that night. That's what she was focusing on. You know? For you to
I mean,
that.
She might have some good head and some good pussy, and he just like, oh, I never had this before. I know she ain't got none, but she got some good pussy. Oh, I'm about to lay up in this and that.
Some men do it. Yeah.
If she done sucked his dick like it ain't never been sucked before, he will put up a certain bullshit.
You 100% right. Cause good head, you fucker, it will fuck my head up. Cause a lot of these chicks don't know what they're doing. Good head is really serious. You like, I might wipe a curve monkey.
Especially if she know how to make you pop and she swallow that shit and she keep going and she just make you back up. You be like, oh shit, I love you, bitch. Come here, give me a kiss.
Then I'ma marry her.
Mhm. And she went from a curb monkey to your wife.
Your wife, there you go. I will love her.
What's funny is the last time I actually got to talk on here, Chalk Mommy asked a question about how important oral sex is to the relationship. I had a lot to say about that shit. And it's funny as hell because I wonder, like, yo, I mean, what about a man's oral sex? How does that weigh in? Why does that weigh in with you, Chalk Mommy? I mean, you never wanted to get a dude to get you a wing over his, like I'm saying, like, he never licked him so nice that it was like, you know what? This might be the right one.
I don't really care about all that. I mean, personally, my little friend, like, I wrote a blog about, like, my weekend getaway. He like this. He did such a good job that bitches was like, I need to get that. Like, you want to share this, that, and the third. I mean, me, okay, once you lick it, you lick it real good, you still got to stick it. A tongue game ain't gonna make me lose my mind. But my head game will make you lose your mind.
I don't, like, you see, now here's the thing, though. Like, I'm a type of person with, I'm just saying, like, head to me is, like, supposed to be, like, if we're doing this, we're doing this. And I remember, like, I mean, not to straight too much over the topic, but, like, especially when you talk about my woman, like, you gotta get creative. It's like the creativity and all of this. And, like, you know what I mean? It depends. Like, are you sure? Because it's like, even though we is talking about, like, you know, a woman is different, you gotta fuck, but, like, it's like, I know there has to be, like, real good head out there. Some men that really perform, like, you don't feel like, all right, yo, this, and it's not even a man that sticks out above the rest. Like, I mean, as far as his oral alone.
I don't put emphasis on that. I could give zero fucks about all that. I'm more concerned about his dick game. I don't give a fuck about his mouth game. Okay, that's nice, but then I'm going to push your head away and be like, okay, where's the dick? You down there too long. What's wrong? What you lacking? What's missing?
Yeah, I'm a vouch on that note. Hello? It's been times I've been down and out in the pockets and got with a chick that was doing a thing. I gave her that third level dick so she took care of a nigga. She ain't give a fuck what you had. You know?
Exactly. I mean, it's just like, you know, a lot of times men are good, you know, with the tongue skills, but some men stay down there too long because they dicks is too small, and they're going to be like, okay, let me eat this bitch into multiple orgasms so she ain't really going to want to fuck, or she ain't going to mind me giving her this five-minute dick. Because I done ate her out, she's tired, she's exhausted, and I'm good.
I kind of feel you because, like, you know, sometimes, like, that is, like, you know, it comes with the sex, like a warm-up. I don't, more or less, I don't really want, like, head till I come, more or less. Like, I probably, like, I'm going to want to, like, now you got me going, let's do this. So, like, let's switch positions, you had, you know what I mean? I don't know, like, I just turned you upside down, like, you stand up, you had like this, and then flip you into the position where you're in your hands. Like, you get to go back and forth. You got to have both, I feel you.
I don't really got to have both. I know I've got to have a proper dick game. I don't give a fuck about a proper head game from him.
I guess you can't be with a female only, could you, John Mama? Like, you couldn't be a lover for real.
I mean, it's just, I mean, different strokes for different folks.
Hmm.
And that's how I look at it. To each his own.
Definitely. So, all right. Now, I still like, you know, when we get back to who you were with before, would you with a person that you could share everything and talk about everything? Did anybody ever talk about sex? I mean, did that ever come up in a conversation like, yo, so especially with what you do? Like, I mean, I gotta know. What happened when that conversation came up? I mean, the blonde and everything. So it sounds like there was definitely an intellectual blonde. So what happened when the sex conversation came up?
Okay, but what do I do? What do I do, though? Honestly, what do I do?
I mean, y'all feeling each other and stuff like that, and you feel each other. I'm saying, I was just curious, like, what happened when
you said, when we talk about sex and then what I do come up, you mean, like, just in my career?
No, I'm talking about, like, you just being attracted to the dude and him being attracted to you. It's like, hey, we're not just friends, and at some point sex comes up. Nobody ever feels like, hey, I want to make a move, or nobody feels horny during the whole time we know each other.
Oh, no, I'm like the president, CEO, chairperson, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I fuck on the first night. I'm all for that, for the simple fact I'm not about to waste my time. I'm not about to cupcake with you on the phone for weeks at a time, on the phone all fucking night. Then we finally get together, you can't handle your business, I will beat your ass for wasting my months of time. Fuck 90 days, the first 90 minutes. I'm going to see what you're working with. If you ain't working with shit, then you got to go.
Really? Dead
ass.
I know you already feel like how you feel, and I know you make your decisions for you, but listen, I know you know my number, and this is what actually happened to me. I had sex with a woman on the first night, and I was with her for 7 years, and we got married.
Okay, that happened to me and my ex-husband. That was the longest one-night stand I had. It lasted 6.5 years. But now, let's see. I'm going to get to know you as I'm fucking you. Yeah, I'm going to get to know you as I'm fucking you. And then I'm going to be like, you know what? This ain't going to work for me. I'm going to holler at you. Don't call me. Like, when you see me, don't even speak to me. That's the kind of shit I be on.
You don't think you're going to get married again, Chuck?
What?
You don't want another husband?
Man, I can't even find a motherfucker that I want to be with this, like, a week after, week after week. I'm trying to get to the second night. I'm trying to get, like, you know, I passed the first night, you know, have it again. I just can't seem to get there. I'm working on it.
I will definitely be on a level like that. You ever have a person that you wasn't necessarily into when you first met them, but then when you got to know them, you changed your mind or something like that?
I did. Like, when I first met him, his big game was all right, and it got better. Then I started getting into him. Well, ooh, damn, this is that. I might need to go ahead and talk to them a little bit more. I'm different.
Oh, well, that's funny. Well, I think that might be, I mean, that person had an opportunity to learn you, so that's probably what that's about. They could probably pick up a trick here and there. I mean, communication is a good about that. You probably told them, listen, I'm down here in the box way too long. I need to put that pipe in now. Like, this probably wouldn't be in But I meant, like, actually, I meant first impressions. Like, you know, you probably thought you wasn't going to be into it or compatible with the person. And then you said, you know what? Posted them and things different. Because you sound like you have a set people that you would be there with. Like, it's just a certain criteria where people that even get to be your friend, if you look at them, you look later on. What was your mind?
I'm a bitch, and then I'm a beast. That's the best way that I can describe it. I'm a bitch and I'm a beast.
Yo, word, man. Word. I gotta definitely, since I've been down here around your way, I gotta give the state of NC a real big shout out, yo. Since I've been around here, I've been getting a lot of love and shit. I think I should stay around here for a little while.
NCI.
Is it really? He says you don't like long distance relationships, so what's that mean? I mean, your man is going to be in NC. Because you're telling me you don't want to travel beyond 45 minutes. Well,
I'm working. I'm trying to work on that because my friend lives in South Carolina. And I haven't been back since the first weekend. And that's because I've had, like, different things to come up. But I'm going to make time. Because, like I said, he's a good guy.
But you don't know nothing about what you're talking about. You're going to travel. Like, how you know you're going to stay where you're at? You know what I'm saying? You don't think you're going to move?
If I don't move, I'm back to Florida or ATL.
Of course. So it's just your friend that you're talking to? Like, he throws up your whole dance card and you're talking to nobody else?
I talk to everybody till they get on my nerves. But I don't really talk to people like that either way because I'd be, like, too busy doing what I'm doing. I'm a funny chick. I'm a very funny chick.
You're a very funny chick.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
I'm moody as fuck. Everything is done according to my mood.
Yo, Chuck Mommy, like, yo, you have a group of friends that you feel like you're just friends with and you can never talk to them like that? Does that happen a lot?
Well, I don't talk to anybody.
That's good to know. Definitely.
So, I mean, it just depends. So, Mo, since you grew up as a Muslim, so you've never dated outside the black race?
Really?
No, I was asking Mo. Have you ever, so since you grew up as a Muslim, you never dated outside your race?
I never dated a white girl. Everybody else is black to me.
Everybody else is black to you.
Everybody else is black to me.
I know.
How was that even? Never mind.
No, seriously, everybody else is black to me. Chinese is black. Puerto Rican is black. American is black. Indian is black.
When you trace back to ancestry, it goes back to Africa.
I never did a Caucasian.
What about a girl that's half white? Like half white, like biracial, half white and black. What would that count? What if a girl is half white and black? I mean, how would that factor in? Is that Caucasian?
If she's half white?
She's half white.
Yeah.
Depends on what side of her family is white.
So is the mother or the father going to make a difference?
Make a big difference.
Okay, so what is it? She has to have a black mother?
Mm-hmm. No, I think I have a black father.
I get where you're going with this. She got to have a black father. I don't know where you read it.
Wow. Yeah. Because the black man is the dominant one?
No, the black, no, the sperm is the dominant.
Man, you know what?
I mean, am I lying?
But think about it though. He's saying that the black dude has to be with, but you might have an understanding with a white man that is married to a black woman though. Like he's in love with he had a black woman. Like you might have an understanding with
him. The crazy thing is, right? Not to sound racist, right?
Yeah.
A black man with a white girl have a dark-skinned baby. A white man with a black girl have a brown-skinned baby.
Y'all look it up. Look what's going on. Look what's going on out here. Y'all see it. Yeah, bro. I get the science behind what he's saying, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I know there's a lot of beautiful biracial girls out here, man.
Yo.
Yeah, so you hear this bullshit. Don't get on here agreeing with them, because I'm going to put your ass on mute.
I ain't paying attention. I just got on, but first of all,
oh, thank you, Nympho. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
You know what I'm saying? But what's the topic?
Light skin, dark skin, what's the right skin? But then we started talking about some old other stuff. You know how my show is. We go all around the world.
Well, it ain't no preference for me.
Oh, good. Because some people be like, light-skinned chicks got good pussy, or they be like, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. They be liking that juicy dark coochie. I don't know.
Man, all that is a myth. You know what I'm saying? I just don't date a lot of race. I keep it with my sisters, you feel me? But light-skinned, dark-skinned, all that don't matter.
Fucking Miami is I wonder what's the score?
89-86, Miami.
Well, how much time is left?
The refs are calling. They're calling everything on Indiana, but they ain't giving no points. They're calling 6-8-8. Same shit happened to all the people last year. Same fucking shit. The whole team is like, you can't even go.
Your DVD selling, Ma?
Huh?
How's the DVD selling?
Oh, the DVD is doing good. It's doing good. I learned a valuable lesson today. You know, I try to be very, hands-on with people so they can see that I'm a real person, because a certain person on BBM from New York felt like I was a fake-ass chick or whatever, because I never hung out with them, and you know, when I came to CIAA, I didn't go partying with them. What people need to understand about me is I done been there, done that. I used to go to the club. If I'm not making money in the club, what the fuck am I going for?
Yeah,
unless, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to meet some friends or whatever. When I came to New York in February, I was sick as hell every day that I was there. Me going to a club, hanging out with you and your friends, wouldn't have served a purpose for me other than make me sicker, you know. So, you know, I'm like, you know what, look, if you live in my city and you buy the DVD, guess what, I'll personally bring it to you. Won't do that no more, because when I personally hand-delivered a DVD today, motherfucker was like, oh, let me show you this. And I'm like, what the hell? Oh, wow, really? And I couldn't be rude because I just got their money. So I was like, wow, interesting. Yeah, you know, I left off your stuff like twice. I can't wait to see the DVD. Oh, God. You know what? It's time for me to go.
So pretty much it was a thirsty one that had $25 in his account available and got his hold, got a hold of you.
He ain't even a hook.
He tried to.
You know what? I was shocked because he was a lawyer. It like just threw me off. So my friends were like, you know what? You can't be accessible because you just never know. That is like, I understand your point behind it. People are going to think what they're going to think anyway. So think about your safety instead of letting people know that, like, you are humble and you're not fake or anything like that. So, you know, people, you're just going to get that shit in the mail. But
I mean,
look at it like this.
I mean, it's like, you're a grown woman. You know what I'm saying? You come to my city, we ain't going to go to the club. That's like, come on.
But see,
that's what
they do on the weekends. They was like, basically, this is what I think. They wanted to see how I get down, how I dress, what I'm a very simple person. I don't give a fuck about brands and all the other stuff. I like what I like. I'm not going to be with a lot of bougie people that look down on other people. I don't like that, because what you fella understand is what you have today, God can take tomorrow.
So they're trying to make a fashion statement, or they just think they're just above everybody?
From my understanding, they was just, a lot of people, like, the bitch just probably wanted to smash. Like, wow.
Well,
it's
got to
be
better,
huh?
Huh?
That's the type of shit you got to deal with.
I mean, I'm not going to be mad. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, I was up to 5 o'clock, actually 5:30, processing orders, getting them out today, because I like to be within a 24-hour turnaround. And I'm really shocked. Hey, Tone, I see you're back. I'm really shocked because when I decided to compile everything together, I did not know that it was going to be that big. But like, what people understand is I took a lot of, because a lot of people didn't know me when I first came out. A lot of people slept on me. And now it's like, everybody's like, wow, okay, I'm really feeling you. I'm rocking with you, this, that, and the third. So I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm compile a lot of me so people can see how I was when I first started out. You know, it's a little bit of 2010, 2011, 2012. 2013, so they're getting the whole gist of me. So now they're going to have a better understanding, and they're going to be like, damn, like, yo, did you see that? Did y'all see that fucking clip when she was in the motherfucking studio, and then all of a sudden she just started stripping, and she, like, fucking was dancing, and, like, what the hell? Or did you see that damn slideshow at the end of that motherfucking video? Like, wow, her skin is so fucking pretty and glowing. You see that fucking shot right there? Like, I'm gonna make people just have, like, so many visions of back shots. Like, back shots. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I mixed everything up. So they're gonna be well entertained for, like, 2.5 hours or whatever. Then they'll look at it again, and then they're gonna have their favorite points and their favorite parts and stuff like that. And then it's like, I told people that I would send them an autographed picture, but I sent them 2 autographed pictures. So it's like a well put together package, because the DVD, the video is so long, It's on three DVDs, you know, part one, part volume one, volume two, volume three. And I really put a lot of it, of me into it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very happy. You know, I'm just waiting for the feedback because, like, the first orders went out today. So people in New York should get theirs, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, like Thursday, no later than Friday. People in Atlanta should get theirs, you know, in 2 days or whatever, just whatever the mail time is. And, you know, I'm sure my phone will be ringing because I put my business card in there. So, you know, people can call me and give me their feedback. And that's Mo. He's looking at the basketball game, so he's not talking to any kids or abusing his woman or nothing like that. He's just crazy. But I don't know. It's just, I feel really good about this, like, you know, because I haven't put anything out in such a long time. But the thing is, I'm not putting it way out there. I'm not, like, doing a mass promotion on the internet. I'm not selling it off my site. It's just like, you know, I put a blast on my adult site. Then I did the blast on BBM. And, you know, a couple of my friends on Facebook because I have something else that's coming. Then I'll go into mass production, mass promoting a crazy-ass campaign. And it's going to be like, who the fuck is Chuck Mommy? And then I'm going to have to turn it up. It might be like a little documentary or, like, and I can't say a sex documentary because I ain't fucking like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what it is, though, Chuck? It comes to a point where you paid your dues out here. So it's about time that you paying your dues all these years is paying off now. You know what I'm saying? People are starting to notice it.
Yeah, and after they get watch that DVD, they really don't notice it. Like, I thought I had problems now when I come to New York. What? Ooh, boy.
Might have 24-hour security when you come back out here.
Yeah, I'm going to need 25-hour security because some motherfucker's going to find an extra hour somewhere.
You're gonna need somebody in front of your room. Somebody downstairs.
But when I come to New York, I really don't tell people where I stay. I just feel like I'm in Queens. I'm staying in Queens. What you say, Mo?
You'll need plenty of security. Just call that airport.
No. We were saying not a whole lot of security. We were talking about the hours. He was like 24. I was like, no, 25-hour security. Because somebody going to find an extra hour.
So
I already know. It's going to be... it's going to be crazy because with my personality and how I am and how I think and how I act, it's like motherfuckers already love me, but then to just see all of that, you know what I'm saying? And then one thing that,
I said, you know that, so yeah, I'm going to support you, but I don't want to see the DVD.
Oh, you don't have to. And it's like, for me...
I'm going to be one of them because I know I'm going to want a match. If you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm just keeping an argument with you.
I ain't being in the bush. I ain't trying to fire you. I ain't trying to be pushed.
So I don't think I want to see it.
I'm sure Chuck Mommy goes to what proposal most every day of life. Somebody try to propose to Chuck Mommy, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram,
Dudes already know, like, her, they can't read me. They can't read me, so no. They don't want to get their feelings hurt because I'm reckless with my mouth. Like, I will blast you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. Fuck you mean when I marry you. Nigga, what? Ask me if I like you.
Some dudes like that when you talk to them like that. That turns into fuck. Turn them on.
Well, she needs an aggressor. I think you need an aggressive nigga. A weak nigga can't mess with you. You need an aggressive nigga.
Well, he can't mess with me either because after a while, once I break his ass down, the challenge is gone and so am I.
Yeah,
Oh, no, nah, you ain't breaking nothing. I don't know what the hell you talking about right now. You took the Spanish. I ain't bilingual.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn. Yo, I hate LeBron James, yo. Because he's just so fucking good, yo. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. But this, I'm going for the underdog. I'm going for Lex Stevens, my hometown. I'm going to Yale.
There you go. Good shit, LeBron.
I hope you don't ask that when you were so pussy and you're about to come, because that is such a turn off.
Lance Stevenson, I coach against Lance Stevenson.
Wait, what you said, Doctor?
I said, I hope you ain't like that when you in the pussy, because that would be a turn off. I would just bring a muzzle to the bed and put it on your mouth and be like, shut the fuck up.
Come on, sweetie. You make the noise when I'm in the pussy. I don't make the noise.
I don't know about all that.
Don't get it twisted. I'm a man, sweetie. Not a little boy. I fuck.
Men make sounds too. Don't you get it twisted. The hardest motherfuckers be the loudest ones. So what is you saying?
Yeah, look, I'm loud right now watching my court. Yes, I'm loud watching court.
That it's got to be like a first time in history. LeBron James, I think, fouled out or something like that. Yeah.
You fuck with LeBron?
Yeah, two fouls in the first quarter.
I'm saying like LeBron James calling out is like breaking news.
Yeah, because they never call on him. LeBron can punch you in the face, and they won't call. And they punch you dead in the mouth.
Sorry, Chuck Mommy, this is the fourth version. This is the fourth part of the show, and your listeners are listening. It's 96-92 with 55 seconds remaining in the game.
This shit is crazy.
Live from East New York, Brooklyn.
I'm going with Stevenson, baby. I'm going with Lance. I'm going with Brooklyn.
What's the score now?
Come on, 96-92. That's a stupid turnaround.
We talk about everything on this show.
Indiana goes probably take it. Indiana going to take it. They got 96-92 Indiana.
Nah, they did. Remember, it was the same thing. Motherfucking LeBron last game hit a fucking three-point.
That lucky-ass shot shit, man. That shit ain't going to happen again.
The thing that killed me is there was a part in the game tonight. How you got three referees and nobody saw the ball hit the rim.
I didn't even hear you. I'm echoing. I'm echoing too.
Yeah, everybody's echoing.
That's because all y'all on some raggedy ass phones.
Nah, that's your brand. Because you got with the home girl, and we still echoing. Everybody
that's how raggedy ass
phones. No, see, you got it right. You only want to say your sexy ass voice.
I don't have nothing rigged. Y'all got me up the hell up.
Nah, Chuck Mommy, I got one.
Hello?
Yes.
Man, I pretend I've got a damn pile of water.
We all SpongeBob in
that. That shit off Ray Allen. It's all Ray Allen. It ain't Ray Allen. Y'all not watching the game?
That's
bad. Geritol pills tonight. That's why he was hitting them threes.
I still don't know why Denver let Anderson go.
It is so sexy to hear men talk about basketball, because y'all be real, like, y'all really be into that shit.
Well, anybody want a daughter?
Huh?
Anybody want a daughter?
I would like anybody to know what Ragdoll of Paul James $5 a game. That's what I want to check. I got to check the stats on that one. When was the last time LeBron James fouled out of a game?
Nah, I told you that he could punch you in the face, but he won't call him back.
Yep.
You want to talk? You want to talk on the phone? Here, talk.
Hello?
Hi.
Wait. I didn't even notice that. He really fouled out.
But I know my nigga Nico, he got the baddest chick coming up. I hope he don't blow that
though. I mean, Mimi is not bad at all. She don't got no ass.
Well, she got no cake. She's like, I don't know what happened. He missed the beat going, huh?
You know what I mean? He rather not ride. I think the show was scripted anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with that,
Kate Michelle got a fat ass, but I won't fuck her.
Hey, Michelle, you go a little short on my day.
I wouldn't fuck her, but she's crazy. I'm crazy.
Yeah, because after you have sex, you got to clean.
You be throwing salt around your cell phone while you sleep when you wake up and you got mad salt around your cell phone.
Hell, you got to get a hold of protection against the bitch. You know, the police are like, I just fucked her. You know, like, only thing we did is have sex.
You come out.
I'm gonna get some
around your crib. You might find salt spread all around your car and all that.
Mm-hmm. All in your gas tank. You can't drive your fucking car. Y'all heard that Floyd Mayweather's Dave Erica?
What?
Floyd Mayweather supposed to be running around with Erica. Is that Erica? Strappy baby girl, I want to strap
it on. You said Mayweather running around with her?
Yeah, he's running around with Erica.
Yeah, but Mayweather ain't gay, so he ain't doing nothing with her. And Strappy did not want none of them hands.
That's what I said. I said I want to know if Strappy going to talk to Lady Poles or Mayweather.
Strappy ain't putting no paws on Mayweather. He just knocked out.
I like, damn, that's a tough one right there. You can't even, you know?
If he in the bushes with long nose, he definitely can't fuck with Mayweather.
Wow. Damn. I'm Googling this right now.
Yeah, check it out.
So you ready for Vegas or talk?
Am I ready for who?
For Vegas.
When is the magic? Is it June, right?
The magic show, yeah, it's in June. While you out here, fuck with me. Put me on the line.
How about the porn convention? Is it around the same time, right?
No, that's in August.
That's in August, right?
Yeah.
Boy, you ain't never been in the magic out there.
You
the
what?
Magic is the porn convention.
I heard they be having the BBW out there in the Vegas. I heard they be having the BBW fest out there in Vegas.
The BBW?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out here. That's a club just won. Called Club Plus.
I'm telling you, the magic show during the music week, everybody mama will be down there, yo.
Heard the magic show be popping out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, magic show go hard.
They just started the tattoo convention too, right?
What convention?
The tattoo convention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard
Black Ink's supposed to be out here this year.
Oh, they're bringing that out there?
Yeah.
Oh, they just
want to be out this year. It's like automated convention in Vegas.
Nah, but if I ain't never been to Magic here, son, you go to Magic on the porn convention, you will have a boy party on the beach with everybody out there. The porn convention? The porn convention?
That's where Chuck Mommy needs to do a remote at for the show. She needs to be live at the porn convention doing a remote.
Listen, every hotel you go in, they got swinger parties. They got, yo, he'll tell you, that's the old boy that live out there. He'll tell you, he's the best
kids growing. Yo, rich kids be out there with their wives. Their wives be wanting to screw with you. This one's stress. This one's stress.
I mean, it's not like that, like y'all think it is. The porn convention is like, they're out there selling sex toys and shit like that. They really ain't out there getting it in, out there sponsoring all everybody.
Yeah, Indiana, baby. Two up, y'all. Two up.
Okay. Well, how much time left in the game?
It's over. Indiana won.
What you looking for?
The only sad thing is when they waste Antonio Plain. It's like we already know we won the championship.
God, you get it, y'all.
Wow. I'm still tripping off Erica. Yeah, because my cousin lives in the same subdivision that her and, her when Scrappy was living with her, like, he stays a couple of houses down from her. So I got to be like, yo, what the hell is going on?
I know one thing, but K-Mac, yo, he is sexy.
Want to say what?
K-Mac.
The chick on Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Who said she's sexy?
I said she's sexy.
Who is that?
Shay with the... Who you said with one?
You talking about Shay with the horse head?
Yes, with the fucking tattoos all over her... Oh, Lord.
You talking about Flavor of Love, Shay?
The one that's on Love and Hip Hop right now.
Yeah, from Flavor of Love, from Flavor Flav Show, right?
Say that because he's silly.
Oh, man.
That is so not attractive to have all them tattoos all over
oh,
you,
yeah,
all over your panties and shit.
Nah, you got to see her Facebook page. Her Facebook page, her picture's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. We good there.
She got this one picture on with like a white dress. Yo, crazy.
Hey, $70 just won me $9.20 on a free payment.
Yeah, but she on some K-Michelle shit. That bitch crazy, yo. You don't see her on the show? She's stalking that nigga TVJ.
You heard me talk?
Yeah, I don't know how to bet, though.
That shit's easy. And I mean, San Antonio won a nigga $400 yesterday, and Indiana just won me $920. That's a business.
I never understood the bet and stuff. I don't know the points or none of that stuff.
Oh, man.
Man, she is tatted completely up.
What's up with everybody in these tattoos now, though? Is that the thing?
I don't know. I got 8, but I don't know. Somebody hit me up and want to give me another one so they can put me on their business card.
Oh, they're going to pay you every time somebody gets a tattoo? Are they exposing you?
I'm not fucking with him. Yeah, but I'm not. No, like, honestly, the masterpiece that I have on my leg, I don't think anybody will ever be able to compete with that.
There's somebody out there that can.
I mean, I'm content with it. Like, you know, it's a very nice size tattoo, the biggest tattoo I have. Perfect. It does wonders when I'm doing my photo shoots and everything. So, you know, I'm content. I'm very content.
You got to come out here and come take a photo shoot at the beach.
I'm making my way to the West Coast. I think once I come back on the West Coast, the East Coast might lose me for a while. And then they're going to blame you.
They're going to blame me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's perfect.
You said that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, it's 11:30. It's time for me to end the show.
How the fuck are you a celebrity and on junior license? Wow.
Say what?
I said, how are you a celebrity on junior license? Mm-hmm. Y'all see Miguel fall on that girl head? That's crazy.
Yes. And did you hear him say black people are judgmental?
Wow, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miguel said black folks are judgmental.
So you see it online, if you Google it,
I read it. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I need to get that information to make that order, though.
Matter of fact, Pink, I'm going to hit you up on BBM because I'm getting ready to, 99-92. Yes, yes, yes. So Indiana is up 2. Oh, it's tied 2-2. Oh, shit.
New game.
Man, why is it they always got to show the fucked upest pictures of Chris Bosh? They got the way on ESPN, they got Chris Bosh under, like, 55 is going up. He has the ball or something. And Chris Bosh's mouth is open. He look like he want to be breastfed or something. Oh, he just need to come out of the closet.
Oh, Chris Biggity?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he ain't. Jim Jones still trying to make albums.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy got to do what Jimmy got to do.
Jimmy ass is crazy.
Very much
Capo. You said you was about to send me the information?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go log on to my PayPal and just transfer the money to your PayPal. How can I tell how that works?
ChalkMommy03@gmail.com, but I'm going to find you right here.
It was cool rocking with y'all. I got to get up out of here. Anybody have a special night?
Yes, I got to call my cousin and check on him and see how he's doing.
Yeah, you find out about the phone and get everybody's picture right now. When you got time, just let me know what's happening.
I just sent you 2 messages, so go ahead.
All right, boo.
Okay, thank you to everybody for listening. Y'all have a good night. We'll be back on Friday. I forgot what the damn topic is, but I'm going to get back on my shit and get some more guests on here. It's a couple of artists that I need to get. Some old-ass DJ called me up about Ski-Lo. I'm like, huh? It's like, fuck my life, yo. My life is crazy as a radio host and people wanting to be on. I'm going to have some artists. I'm going to do some local talent and stuff, too. And, Nympho, do me a favor. You got my email address. if you can, like, send me your info for SoundCloud so I can go on, because I never got a chance to check out your beats. Well, damn, everybody hung up on me. Good night. Good night, Cece and the baby and her stomach. Mwah. I love you guys. Good night.